Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin B'Hashem Power Word Series, Share Number 59. Bringing up painful incidents of the past that cannot be changed will cause suffering without being beneficial. And if matters that concern the past need to be worked on in the present, then it's beneficial to discuss them. But whenever nothing can be gained, don't mention things that are over and done with. So as an example, if you were once involved in a machlekes, in a disagreement, in a fight with someone, and right now you're getting along with that person, don't mention that machlekes for no reason. If someone is presently successful, don't distress that person by reminding him of how he was previously unsuccessful. Or someone once failed a class, don't remind him of that. In those situations, when a person himself reminisces and you see clearly that they don't mind talking about their painful past, they're actually talking about it, then it's okay to mention it as you're talking about it with that person, because that person himself or herself brought up that painful situation. See, the way you talk about past incidents are a key factor. Two people can both mention the same facts, but the way you mention it, in one way with one person mentions it, it'll cause pain. And the way another person mentions it, it will not. It depends on how you say it very often. This applies a lot with married couples. Married couples that they went through painful experiences or arguments. And they ironed it out. So if something's still lingering, if there's something that still needs to be discussed, in the present, it's affecting something in the present, then in a tactful way, you know, in a healthy way, it needs to be brought up. Then, you know, then it's brought up when there is a tayeles to it. But very, very often in married life, you went through an upsetting situation. You went through it. You already forgave each other. You moved on from it. So to needlessly bring those memories back, of those difficult times back, or to point out something back from then, that's harmful. Or you use the past mistakes of a husband or a wife in a current situation and pointing that out, something that they did 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, is painful and unnecessary and oinas davarim. So it really depends on the context of the past aspect and how to handle it the right way. And if you're not sure, you're quiet until you make sure you know that what you're saying now is a letayeles for a practical purpose in the present and for the future before you bring up something painful or upsetting that took place in the past. Now, there are some people who are excessively worried about your welfare. Some people get annoyed at that. They find it annoying when another person is extremely concerned about your health, your safety, your well-being. If they would do it in moderation, they would appreciate it. But if someone worries too much about you, it gets on your nerves because you feel like you're being treated like a young child, or they feel you're immature or you're not sufficient. So they're constantly on top of you. Are you okay? How are you doing? What's going on? They mean it well-meaning, but it upsets you. And because you find this annoying, you may say things back that will hurt their feelings. And this is very common. You know, someone's asking about how you're doing and they're overdoing it a little bit. You're getting annoyed and you would tell them, just leave me alone already. You're a pain in the neck, you know. If you have a need to help someone, find another person to help. You don't know how to treat anyone in a mature way and get off my back. You know, you may say that. So it's important because that's a nos devarim and you can't say that. You could figure out a different way of saying it. Even if you feel that person who is concerned about your well-being is out of proportion to whatever you're doing, but don't say anything to that person that would be oinos devarim. Realize that people who feel that others do not care about them, they suffer more than people who have friends and relatives. So what you do instead is you say something that expresses your appreciation. You say, thank you very much for caring about me so much. It's very kind and compassionate of you. However, I would appreciate if you would develop a more balanced way of asking me. And even if what you say the first time doesn't work and they still give you excessive concern, speak to them in that respectful manner again. You could say it again. You know, I appreciate that, but please, in a balanced way, only ask me this once in a while if you'd like, but not every time we meet, you know, something like that. Now, there are people who are very perceptive and have the ability to notice all kinds of detail about the personality and character of others. And they see easily the weaknesses of others and the faults of many people. And those people who have that ability, a perception of seeing the flaws in other people in it right away, they have to be very careful to use this gift not to hurt them, but to help them. If you're in a position to help people alleviate their emotional suffering, if you're in a position to help a person overcome their faults, of course it's a great act of chesed to try to do so. But if your perceptiveness is misused, it could have a negative impact on others. It could cause a tremendous amount of agmas nefesh. If Hashem gave you the chush, the ability to see through people, both their milus but also their chesreinos, when you see their chesreinos, you see their defects, you cannot use it to hurt them and cause them pain, but to build them up. So whether someone uses this talent to see the good in others or to give encouragement or to notice all kinds of faults, it depends on your own midos. What are you going to do with it? A perceptive person that's power hungry and manipulative will take pleasure in making people feel inferior and submissive. And this, I know, as Dvarim caused, is immense for such a person and can have a destructive effect on others. Many narcissists have this. They have this ability of seeing through people very well, and they use it to feed their power and manipulation of that person and hurt that person. Not everything you're aware about others should be mentioned. Know your goals when you try to give others insight, and if you're not able to help someone, at least don't hurt them. So if you have that gift of being intuitive, you will be able to find many positive traits and talents in others that they are not yet aware of. And by helping them get in touch with their strengths and with their assets, with their abilities, with their good points, then you help them for the rest of their lives. So it's very, very important, if Hashem gives you that gift of being perceptive and understanding people in a deep way, never use it to hurt them. Only use it to build them up. Some people who are very intuitive blame the other person for resisting the helpful comments. But frequently, it is a matter of how you communicate that insight. You could use a point that could hurt somebody and cause them resentment, or you could handle it with sensitivity that the recipient of that comment will be happy to utilize that opportunity to improve themselves. It depends how you say it to them. And by being sensitive to the feelings of others, when you work on helping them grow, you have a profound positive effect on the lives of many, many people. So you owe it to yourself and to your others to master that sensitive approach. This is the idea, you know. When you say, for example, if you have that perception, or you want that perception of understanding of people, and you ask Hashem for it, or you have it as an ability already, you ask in the right way. Just like in the fourth bracha of the Shemayna Esrei, which we talk about a lot, that is the Seid, the Shayrish of all the brachas of requests, which is Ata Chayne Lodom Das. Because you don't have Das, you don't have anything. And you ask for that wisdom, and you ask for that understanding and perception. If Hashem gives it to you, you use it right. your kavana in that bracha is, besides, of course, your own sanity, thinking clearly, knowing what Hashem wants, to use the seichel Hashem gives you, your mind, your perceptions, your thoughts, that He gives you a deeper understanding of things and situations and people to help them, not to hurt them. The same applies when you have the ability to give advice to people, not to manipulate them, chas v'shalom. When you say, for example, in Hashiveinu, v'saknenu be'etza tovim l'fanecha, there's many ways of interpreting that bakasha, to please set up before me a etza tova before you. There's many ways to explain that. And one pshat is you're asking for etzais tovim, you're asking Hashem to give you good counsel, good advice, good wisdom for yourself and to help others. So on the aspect of helping others, your kavana has to be letoiva, for good. Use your perceptions and your intuition to help people, to build them up. Because very often people use it to manipulate and to hurt people and to really destroy them. See, with Doeg HaDoimi in Tanakh, when he said that Lashon Ahara to Shaul HaMelech regarding David, that Achimelech in Noiv helped him, and Shaul ended up killing out the whole city of Noiv, the city of Kayanim. Doeg was a master. He was perceptive. He was sharp. He understood the nature. He knew how to press Shaul's buttons. And through Doeg's Lashon Hara and the way he said it, destroyed a whole city of Kayhanim and destroyed Shaul himself by influencing him to do that, because he knew that his soft spot by Shaul HaMelech is his resentment towards David. And Doeg HaDoimi capitalized on it and used his words to wreak havoc and destruction. And he only was able to do this because he understood human nature. And he understood exactly what he could do to create this destruction. And he used it for destructive purposes. And we often do that if we have deeper perceptions and we see a weakness in others and we manipulate them. It's a tremendous avla. If Hashem gave you that gift of perception, you use it to help people, not to hurt people. So again, to review, be careful how you bring up painful incidents in the past. Only bring it up if it's for a constructive purpose in the right way. If people are excessively worried about your welfare, don't bash them. Just put your limits in a respectful way. And the last thing, which is a very important insight, is when God gives you special perceptions, use it to help people and not chas v'shalom to hurt people. Bracha v'atzlacha.